listening to Frank Skinner's podcast from Absolute Radio.
Welcome to the show, and this is the Frank Skinner Show on Absolute Radio. I'm with Emily Dean, and I'm with Gareth Richards this morning. What about that for a crazy throwback? You can text us on 8 12 15. You can follow the show on Twitter at Frank on the Radio, or email the show via the Absolute Radio Webby.
It's lovely having Gareth here in the seat, but it wasn't a very auspicious start to the morning because Frank overslept, didn't he? Oh,
well, yeah. I don't know if overslept's the word.
You had night nurse. We got a message.
She's
and it was
51.
Quite alarming. Wait, can you imagine? We got in and we were told by Daisy, the producer, Frank's overslept. He's had too much night nurse. I mean, can you imagine how worried we were?
I followed the line on the small plastic goblet that comes with night nurse. It's more of a tumbler.
Are you having night nurse for recreational purposes or...?
I just like green. I have a cold. Everyone has a cold this week, in my experience. Okay. And so I thought, you know, night nurse, good night's sleep. Mm. And I woke up as the alarm went, and then I woke
Michael
up...
Michael Jackson.
I woke up an hour later with my phone still in my hand.
Oh.
With the time. So when I opened my eyes, the time was staring at me. But here we are. We're on time. Mm. It's not one of those, like, Chris Evans goes missing for 3 days things. Or Stephen Fry, how long did he go for? Can't compare it with that.
He said afterwards, I've been a silly old fool.
He did. Yeah, well, I was a silly old fool. But, you know, here I am. Mm. Here we are.
And here Gareth is. And yes. It's a special day for us, Frank.
It is. We've had a card, actually, from Noggit, who is one of our regular listeners. It's our 7th anniversary.
Yes, congratulations.
Well, it's not me and Frank. You say that like you're some
you
strange
were there.
Couple.
Yeah,
this is like I've brought my ex along to celebrate like a combined anniversary of the two marriages. Oh, well, that'd be awkward. I wonder if anyone ever does that, if they put all their marriages together and then have a joint celebration.
Oh, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm more like the child from the...
Yeah.
First child.
I guess so, yeah.
And I'm so codependent, I tolerate it, and I'm just fine with it.
Well, you know, there's so much about nowadays, you have to put up with it.
Okay.
So it's our copper anniversary, did you know that?
Oh, I thought it was wool.
No, wool, I think, is a regular thing that they give on anniversaries, because it means some
Oh, now
sort
you tell
of,
me.
Something to do with sheep lice, and they are very loyal partners to each other.
Oh.
I think they're the only lice that that actually are monogamous.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You must introduce me to them. I'd love to meet them.
Yeah. It's good that
anyway.
lice can pull it off. We can't.
You can, Frank.
Emily normally wants nothing to do with lice, but you piqued their interest in these ones.
It'd be nice to see. Okay, anyway, I look forward to the copper saucepans, Frank. That's what
we
should
have bought each other copper things today. Mm.
Pennies, maybe?
I've certainly changed. I've changed my form of contraception this week. Yeah, it's been all right.
8:08 a.m.
Sorry, everyone. Yeah, it's exciting.
Dear Frank, DME, Alan, and Gareth, wishing you and all involved with your show all the best on your 7th birthday. Have a great day. Praise withheld. Long-time reader, Mark, a.k.a. Nugget. Thank you, Nugget.
That's lovely. That reminds me of when I went to see Jean Pitney live. Remember her? Now, Jean Pitney was... he sang 24 Hours from Tulsa.
Oh, yeah, I know.
One of the most horrible songs ever to hit the charts.
Oh, I like it.
In which he basically... Oh, it's a brilliant song, but, I mean, the sentiment is he phones his girlfriend and... Or his wife, I think, and says, I've met this woman. Bad luck, I was nearly home, but then I've met this woman. I hate to do this to you, but I found somebody new. Okay.
Where did he meet her?
Who is this?
On a service station?
Now, if I went back through the lyrics, which I'm sure you don't want me to do, I might actually remember where he met her.
Oh.
Where he met her. Where he met her. Yeah, I've been watching Tarzan this week. It's had a bit of an effect on my diction.
Is that the sort of thing you should say in a song, though?
What?
I think it would be that you've met someone else quite close to home.
Yeah, and, 24 hours from Tulsa.
Yeah.
Get home. He did well out of it. He's got that nice song out of it.
Yeah, but she's not seeing any of that, is she? Or does she get... If someone writes a song about leaving you, do you get part of the...
Oh, yeah, no.
Percentage in the breakup.
Well, I don't know if it's a real thing. They're not like rappers. They make stuff up.
So it's a song full of lies.
Well, it ends up with him saying, and I will never, ever, ever come home again. All right. All right. All right. I get the message, Gene.
But even if it's not real, if you're going out with him and he's written that song, it's not encouraging, is it?
Well, also, Gareth, I don't like the way he's left her on tenterhook Simon Cowell style with that never, ever not come home, never.
Well, he's... I don't know if he's laid it on the line. You wouldn't say he's ambiguous.
Well, he might have said, I'll never, ever, ever, pause, leave you again. So she might, you know...
Okay. Well, I'll never, ever, ever come home again. And then there's a follow-up single from a woman called, well, what about all your stuff? Anyway, the point I was making, I'll tell you after this, because Daisy's punching me in the stomach.
Absolute Radio.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
Frank, it was a very big night for you last night, because it was finally aired.
I know, that was it Thursday?
Thursday, the Blumenthal Back episode of Room 101.
Yes.
It was edited out of the original version.
To new readers, I do a panel show on BBC One called Room 101, and I was demonstrating the daddy saddle, which is you wear like a cowboy horse saddle on your back and your child.
Room 101 Nights, I think that was on. Yeah.
And Heston Blumenthal, the popular cook, jumped on my back.
Chef, I think, probably, would he call himself a chef?
Would you make him sound like some fat woman in Downton Abbey?
Well, maybe. I call him an assassin.
You've never felt the same about Heston since that incident?
No, so he jumped on my back. I mean...
Nice man.
A moment he jumped on your back?
High jinks, yes. Mm. He jumped on it with you know, with gusto. Was it Alden or was it Bister? It was some sort of seasoning.
He's got a deal with one of them.
So he hurt my back, had to have physiotherapy, etc., etc. But when they showed the original show, we had lots of our readers get in touch and say, well, you know, what happened to the back? And I think it didn't make the original cut, because it's not actually that funny.
No.
As bullying.
But also, what sort of sickos are they slowing down to watch
but
that incident?
It made the outtakes. So I haven't seen it yet.
Well, Lucy Antrim has, and she watched it in New York.
Wow.
Extraordinary. Careful of those prices for watching. That'll be a lot of money over there, I would imagine. Anyway, she said, I'm originally from Brighton, although now living in New York, and I still like to get some English fixes, including the Frank Skinner podcast, and also watching TV shows using a certain iPlayer. And imagine my delight when catching up on Room 101, I saw the lovely but heavy-set Heston Blumenthal riding Frank's slender back with more gusto than when he prepares a serving of snail porridge.
Could have been Oxo, actually.
Yeah. The colour of Frank's face was very much aligned to a slice of steak tartare in the fat duck, sending thoughts to Frank's lumber region from 3,000 miles away. That's Lucy in New York.
That's very sweet of you, Lucy. It seems to have recovered. It took about 3 months. He's a big lad.
Yeah, he's stocky, isn't he?
He's a...
Do you know what? I would really like to take credit for that, but I didn't even mean it.
Really?
Yeah, no, I should have let that.
But we should never underestimate our subconscious.
That's true.
I've always said your subconscious is a great comic.
Thank you. He's funny, but he's completely unconscious.
We thought of getting in touch with Derek Acora.
Derek Acora. That's if Jake Thackeray ever did a song about Derek Acora. Sorry, I've gone a little obscure. But then again, way in this morning, I listened to the Heart Breakfast Show.
That's because you were strung out on Night Nurse.
Well, the driver had it on. It's not one of ours, is it, Heart? Thank God. And
no, we've got Magic. That's
lovely. They spent a whole link trying to decide who'd broken wind in the studio.
Oh, they didn't.
Was it you? Was it you? I thought, come on!
It's called Heart FM, not Bowels FM.
I'm glad you said that. I thought you were going to rhyme. I thought the subconscious comic had come in with a rhyme. Oh, I was disgusted. I almost phoned them up and said, open a window. Oh, dear. Absolute
Radio. Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
So the point I was making about Gene Pitney was that I went to see him live, and he brought out all the cards that had been sent to his dressing room. Like, you read out that one.
Yeah. Right?
And he read every one of them out like a best man at a wedding.
Oh, did he?
It took about 20 minutes.
Well, that's
tedious
a good
in
idea.
The extreme. Yeah.
It's some time.
Exactly. The other brilliant thing about Gene Pitney is that he sang on Sunday night at the London Palladium, was a massive live variety show. And at the end of it, he said, "Now that's what I call singing." At the end of his act.
I don't think I ever had that album.
"And I will never, ever, ever come home again." So,
yes,
I watched. I'll tell you what I read about, as we are on our seventh anniversary.
Mm.
I read about the 7 year itch.
Did you?
Are you aware of this?
Yeah, the syndrome.
Yeah, the
or
people,
the movie.
Most relationships last. I'll say most. If you look at the divorce rate.
Why would you do this to us?
If you look at the divorce rate, marriages tend to go down, you know, 6 years, 8 months, 7 years, 2 months.
Really?
Oh, thanks.
So is it an actual thing that they've studied and discovered it's true?
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
It will be 14 years.
You've got the second one coming.
Yeah. Second bout.
How was the first one?
We got some cream for it.
Was that your cream anniversary?
Frank, is this... Honestly, why would you bring this up now when it's our seven-year anniversary?
It's interesting. The first time I've overslept for the show in 7 years, it shows already the rot starting to set in.
Oh, yeah. Don't say that.
Just thought I'd mention it. You know, Russell Grant once... Russell Grant did my star chart...
Oh, yeah.
Which is the title of my memoir. And told me my career would last 7 years.
Oh, it's nice of him.
Yeah, obviously he accidentally looked in a mirror, not a star chart. He also said I'd never hold down a long-term relationship.
Did he say anything positive?
It sounds like a negative experience.
He might have said we.
On the plus side, I had a lovely dance with him, didn't I, Days, in Edinburgh when I went to see the show.
Fabulous.
Yeah, that was what he said.
Look, I've got nothing against him. You know, he does what he does. He's a predictor. But, he slipped.
You know, he branched out into that area.
Maybe he meant 7 good years.
Okay, yeah.
So what did you discover about this 7 years?
Well, it is a phenomenon, because it's a sort of folklore thing, the 7 year itch. But research has shown that that's when a lot of marriages collapse and relationships. So, you know, I'd bring it up.
That's nice. Morning, everyone.
Anyway, so I've been watching Broadchurch 2.
Oh.
Well, actually, we've had a missive in about that. Ronan says, "Hi, Frank, just finished watching Broadchurch on your recommendation and very much enjoyed it."
Brilliant. Don't mention any endings.
"Just wondering what I should watch next. Any ideas?"
Broadchurch 2.
No,
watch that.
Just to say, I haven't seen Broadchurch, so don't spoil anything
for me. Haven't seen it yet?
No.
Can I recommend it?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Of course
it's 2016.
Well, when was it out?
It feels like years ago. In the media terms.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I thought...
You don't even know what happens.
No.
No, don't get saying anything. You know what it is? It's a
David Tennant,
it's
Olivia Colman, is it?
Here you go.
Yes.
So
I've seen adverts for it.
Have you? Yeah. They're still showing those.
So what is it, Shake and Back?
I love the idea of going back and watching the adverts first to really enjoy the original experience.
Coming soon, brand new drama on ITV.
If I was you, I'd watch one episode once a week at a regular time slot.
I recommend that Citizen Kane. That's on next week if you haven't caught that first time round.
No, but what's interesting is, I thought for a start off, it's the copper anniversary.
Oh,
sort of made sense.
Lovely joke, Frank.
Can you still say coppers? Do people still call them that?
Yeah.
Do they still say rosses?
My friend Polly, her partner Tony, and I always call him a copper, and he just has to put up with it. He's fine with it.
Do they say Rozzers anymore? The Rozzers?
Yes, I believe so.
Fantastic. I'd like to know if there's any, because there was some unkind nicknames for the police.
Mm.
But I kind of like the bobbies and all that. Whenever I hear the phrase easy peeler, I always think of that WPC I met in Wigan in 1998.
I don't want to know.
Anyway, so
Paul
I was,
Church too.
Watching it, and you know everyone
You know,
said,
you're the only person that did watch it.
No, but this is my point. I thought it was really, really good. That I thought the British public got it wrong, that the second series was not good. Mm. I'm a bit worried now about the Brexit.
But, what's Fred, that? You can't go on about the unsuccessful sequel.
What's that, did you
yeah,
say?
I don't know. What's Brexit?
Don't you know Brexit?
Oh, whoa, whoa!
Did you say, what's that about Brexit?
Look, it's one thing being a bit late on Broadchurch. The Brexit? You honestly don't know what that means?
Don't you know Brexit?
I don't know what it means. What is it?
Oh, come on, Gareth.
What is it?
It's a compound word based on Britain and exit.
Exiting.
Oh, yes, exiting the European Union.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't heard
I'm just
that.
Relieved it's just the compound word that you don't know, rather than the whole concept.
Do these phrases start in the tip, the very tip, John O'Groats, and then make their way down? Because Gareth lives in Bournemouth.
Yes,
remember.
I live in Bournemouth.
How have you missed
it's probably
Brexit?
A metropolitan elite word.
No, it's not.
Brexit?
Brexit is everywhere.
That woman sang Brexit. About it on the internet.
Well, to be fair, that's not the most famous example of it.
No, but
some
I'm just
woman on the internet in a wig singing about it. It's been all over the newspapers and news at 10.
I was trying to defend the it's a highbrow word. I'm really astonished. We'll have to. Oh, I mean, light
what are
review.
Do?
What do you think of it as a word?
Well, I think it's confusing. I don't think it's obvious what it means.
Clearly not.
Brexit. Like, because
if Brixton were leaving the common market, Brixton would be fine.
Britain.
Or if Brixie Smith were leaving.
Brexit.
No, but the BR is from Britain.
It's
and
from
then
Britain.
And then exit kicks in.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, but...
You're saying yes in the way that you don't understand.
Well, no, but it doesn't sound anything like Britain.
You think it should be Brexit?
How perfect Brexit. Do you want your life to be?
Look, we need to move on. This link's been 2.25 hours. But can I vote that from now on the show we call it the Brexit?
Skinner, Dean and Cochrane. Together, the Frank Skinner Show.
Absolute Radio.
So you were telling us about Grease 2. Oh, no, sorry, it was Broadchurch 2.
Broadchurch
the other
2.
Successful follow-up.
Which I think the British public were wrong about Broadchurch 2. I think it's as good as Broadchurch 1.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So I strongly recommend you watch both.
Okay.
He hasn't even found out what Brexit is.
Yeah, maybe read a newspaper and then watch both. It could be the...
Have you finished it, then?
Yes.
No.
But there is, it says at the end, this is not a spoiler, it says at the end of the second series, Broadchurch will return. So I might actually watch it live next time.
Oh.
Exciting.
You mean when it's on television?
Yeah.
I don't think it's happening live nowadays.
He'll never watch the Americans, though. He doesn't like any of the American shows.
Too much of a commitment. 13 episodes and
a
all
lot
that.
Of episodes.
Who needs that in their life?
We've had a suggestion from a listener.
You want to read this out?
good day to you, Frank and the crew. How about House of Cards with Kevin Spacey?
What about it?
Awesome and intense viewing. Carla
you watched
Davina.
That, didn't you? Remember you
I did.
Me.
I love that.
Oh yeah.
I'm saving the new season.
Are you?
I like season thing. And everything.
Yeah, that's how you have to say it.
That's Frank's worst thing when we go for brunch after the show and we all talk about the American shows we're watching.
Why watch the American shows when there's so much good British stuff? What we need is a Brexit.
Yeah, why don't you watch Merlin? Because it's been cancelled.
I have to say...
Soz.
I have to say, I told you about the sale at the BBC shop. I went on there
Do you know about this, Gareth?
No,
I don't think you listen
that.
To the show when you're not on it, so Frank
no,
will tell you.
It's too painful.
Yeah, yeah, there's a sale at the BBC shop, so I thought...
Really?
I
goodbye!
No, come back! Oh, he's gone. They're leaving. It's a sort of a BB sexed. And I thought, I wonder if they've got a complete box set of Merlin, but they only had it in...
If you'd have bought that, I'd have been so appalled.
They were all snapped up.
Well, they've just got one left in stock.
They've got separate seasons. I'm calling them seasons. Mm-hmm. But I was opening the one big box for maybe some sort of deluxe booklet.
Or a cloak.
And they've got one action figure left.
Maybe
and
a sword.
It's guys who I've already got.
What about if they had cheap merchandise with it, like a plastic sword or something? Oh, God.
Well, he's got various accoutrements. The guy's...
Merlin?
No, the guy's action figure has got bits. I don't really know what they are.
serious when you're talking
about this? With wizards, they've always got accoutrements. You don't really know what they are. I mean, that's how it goes. Funny enough, I watched Sword in the Stone last night.
Why is everything you watch all cloaks and wizards? Can't you just watch a normal thing about someone who can't pay the mortgage?
Well, I watch Broadchurch and then I can watch Sword on the Stone. I'm flexible like that.
The Disney cartoon with Mad and Mim.
I think that was one of your late night shows.
Yes. No, that was Sword in the Stone with Sharon Stone. Fabulous.
I'll put the music on.
Okay, I thought we have to play adverts. We're a commercial radio station. We have obligations.
Absolute Radio.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
So I watched the last...
Late review.
Yeah, I watched the last Broadchurch 2.
Oh.
So I was still thinking, you know, God, the public got it so wrong. And then I watched a documentary about Donald Trump.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I've lost all faith in the public now. Mm. Mm. He's fascinating.
I watched that documentary.
Did you watch it on Sky?
Oh, no. I think mine was the Channel 4 one.
Oh, it was... I'll tell you what, he looks like he's trying to look like Boris Johnson.
Mm.
That's his sort of dream.
Yes.
And Boris is like that naturally. But we could be in a situation where he's the President of America and Boris is the Prime Minister of the UK.
Extraordinary.
Then we'll start to see Kim Jong-un as a safe pair of hands.
And a good haircut.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, do you remember, every now and again you get an American president and they've got, like, a relative who's, like, a drunken troublemaker who's in the background causing them embarrassment. It's like...
It's like the Middletons like the got that Uncle Gary.
Yeah, it's like the relatives made it this time.
Yeah.
All the decent bit with the family are going, oh, God, how did this happen? It's going to be quite entertaining in a nuclear war kind of a way.
Hmm.
I'll tell you something else. I've made a move.
Those short fingers hovering. Short-fingered vulgarian.
Has he got a short finger?
Well, that's what Graydon Carter... is this a commercial breakfast radio? I don't care. Graydon Carter, the editor of Vanity Fair, called him a short-fingered vulgarian because apparently that denotes that's a class insult.
Oh, I
think I'm you're short-fingered.
I think I only understood about 50% of what you just said.
You know Brexit? No. Okay.
Okay.
Short-fingered vulgarian.
And he then went...
Yeah. Do you remember they attacked... they were in...
Star Trek.
I think the Keeper of Trarkin. I think they were in that episode.
Donald Trump then got very cross and started posting photographs showing he did have long fingers. And he said he didn't have short fingers.
Well, it's not the first argument he's had on a similar theme.
Short-fingered vulgarians.
Yeah.
What will we do about it, Doctor?
If you'll just wait, Adric.
Trouble is, that acting's way too good.
That was Tom Baker I was doing.
Oh,
acting
I'm sorry, darling.
Immaculate.
And David Tennant, actually. He's lovely. And Frank Skinner, lovely too.
Have you seen him in Broadchurch 2? I mean, really.
No, I haven't seen it.
Really good.
Is he good in it?
Oh, he's good in everything.
Absolute Radio.
Frank Skinner. Absolute Radio.
We've had a message from, 140. This thing is called Dom. Frank, Happy Valley is much better than Broadchurch. Watched Series 1 last night back to back.
Oh, Dom! I'm doing the same.
Back to back.
Yeah, awkward for the person who's facing away from the TV.
I hope Heston wasn't round.
How did he manage that? That's how Frieda and Agneta used to watch the ABBA tour bus.
Oh.
They'd watch ours back to back.
I'm catching up with season one. Yes, I said season one.
Where is season one, though? I can't find it. Is it on one of those...
We'll talk.
Is it on one of those Netflix things?
We'll talk, Frank.
Okay.
I believe you can get it on Amazon, actually.
Oh, I don't have any of those things. I like the BBC from London. That's what I like.
This is Alexandra Palace. Sarah Warner has tweeted us, Frank.
Oh, yeah? What, from Warner's Holiday World in Great Yarmouth?
Frank, you could try the US version of Broadchurch.
Oh,
Grace
yes.
Point, also with David Tennant.
I'd forgotten about that. That was Grace also Point. Heavily criticised, so that's probably brilliant as well.
Mm. Well, I don't think you can just use that argument for everything,
everything
that's heavily criticised.
If you think about it, that works
like
for
like Nazi
quite a
Germany. That was heavily criticised.
Oh, at the time, they loved it.
Yeah, exactly.
Very big, Emily. I don't know if
it was the Daily Mail. We're great champions of it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Looking back, of course, in hindsight.
Yeah. 2020 vision in hindsight.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. We should have had a...
Why are you both looking at me in a sort of Jacques way?
It's just nice to be on the right side of an argument.
What, defending the Nazis? Yeah, I don't know. I think we might be on a bit of a loser. This, I think they were horrible. Late reviews.
So do I. So do I. I would just like to say
that's one of our finest late reviews ever.
It's the best late review I've ever heard.
I'm against the Nazi Party, and I'll be spending more time with my family.
Respect.
The Frank Skinner Show. Listen live every Saturday morning from 8 on Absolute Radio.
This is Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio with Emily Dean, and Gareth Richards has joined us this morning. Lovely.
On Saturday morning!
Fantastic. Oh, the
old
memories.
School.
Exactly. Yeah. You can text the show on 81215, follow the show on Twitter, at Frank on the Radio, email the show via the Absolute Radio website.
And we're in exactly the same seats that we were always in.
Yes, that's true.
Well, don't be surprised. You know how madly. I mean, I'm almost militant about this seat.
Yeah, yeah, if anyone tries to sit
someone
there,
did once, and I made really? Daisy go and tell them. I did. Do you remember
who
that, Daisy?
Oh,
I can't say.
Who
oh,
would
someone
dare?
Was standing in, and she said, I'm afraid Emily's got really strong views on sitting in that seat. And
yes.
She had to tell them.
Mm. Well, I mean, as I look at you, I should say that the way the studio's set up, this is for our readers listening to this, is I'm one side of the desk. Mm. And on the other side of the desk, I'm looking at Gareth on my left and Emily on my right.
Mm.
Now, according to a controversy that's arisen from the seating on BBC Breakfast
oh,
this
yes.
week, that is a sexist lineup because I'm seeing Gareth on my left. And because I've spent years of reading from left to right, I'm giving him priority.
Yes.
I see him first.
It's a position.
Yeah, but we
of...
all know I'm Daddy's favourite.
I know.
I don't know. It's a position of authority and superiority, and I think all the listeners will agree that is very much my vibe.
Indeed. It's a quite simplistic view that if I look at the telly and there's two people,
yeah.
because I read from left to right, the person on the left...
Is that what it is? Yeah, is that what it's based on, the seniority
yeah.
argument?
Oh. On Chinese telly, the bloke sits on the woman's shoulders.
That makes sense.
And Heston Blumenthal again.
Exactly. Oh, Blumenthal.
Yeah, so much to answer for.
So they've got Bill Turnbull left BBC Breakfast and was replaced by Dan Walker.
Yeah.
And Dan...
With Louise Minchin.
Yeah, Louise Minchin has been put in the cheap seat, let's call it that.
Yeah, she has, Frank.
But the argument, interestingly, from the BBC is that they tried it the other way, but he was too tall.
He's 6'4", and they said it's down to camera angles as well.
Yeah, there's not really a lot of angles going on in morning TV, is it?
One sofa shot.
A sofa shot.
Exactly. It's yeah. not
from the front.
It's not a David Lynch film.
No, it's
exactly. And also,
not
why
Citizen
does
Citizen Kane. You never see the ceiling.
Like chiaroscuro on BBC Breakfast.
I don't quite...
Oh, yes, I said
most
that.
Most of it is straight on two shot,
yeah.
isn't it? So
yeah.
I don't know why I'm being told... It's the idea that they think the viewers, if they tune in and the shorter person is on the left, because they read from the left, they'll have a sense of ascent, of having to climb the edifice of the programme. So that'll put them off. Whereas it's a lovely slidey slope if he's on the left.
Isn't that just to do with... Hear me out here. But I think they've got a point. Isn't it just to do with the kind of visual aspect of it? So there is something more pleasing to the eye about seeing as you say, the ramp, things descending. That looks nicer.
Well, what about the ascent of man tableau?
Do you know what? Yeah. I've never seen eye to eye with that.
No?
No. Really? One of my worst things.
I don't think Dan Walker agrees with that either.
Or Frank. We should say he's a follower of the Nazarene.
Well, he's more than that. He's actually a creationist, I understand. So he won't be at all keen on the ascent of man.
Should he be reading the news if he's a creationist?
I'm sure that's fine, isn't he? Doesn't have to.
Surely,
he doesn't have to integrate it.
Surely only the good news he should be reading.
If he did the good news, that'd be a monkey escape from a one of your lot. Nothing to do with me.
It says he did not become a devout Christian until he was 12, when a preacher told him about the reality of hell for the unbeliever. Yeah. And he thought, I'm going to get involved in morning telly.
Yeah, exactly.
You two are allowed to do this dangerous material because you're both, believers. Yeah,
no. I'm not knocking him. Good on him. It's good beliefs, but I don't see why he's taller on the left than he is on the right.
No.
Make any sense. Also,
people have said it's sexist, Frank.
Get a couple of house bricks under one end. And a hoist old Louise up a bit.
Or give her a stool.
Yeah.
A high chair.
I met Louise on a train once. Louise Minchin.
Sleazy.
First class.
Mm. Was there a squabble over the seating in that situation?
Yeah, she's very lovely. And very... how can I put this in a non-sexist? She's a very, very attractive woman.
Attractive, yeah.
Uh-oh. The night nurse has kicked in again.
And she had I'm making this as an aesthetic point. She had very tight trousers on. And she wore them. I'm just going to say she wore them well, if you know what I mean. But at no point.
Oh, you are sickening.
At no point did I think that her left buttock was somehow superior to her right buttock because it was on the left.
No part of this is okay.
I think we've proved that the position people sit in on TV is the least of our worries in the gender debate.
Yeah, a few years ago, she'd have been on his lap. Let's face it.
Absolute Radio.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
I like sitting on your right, though, Frank, because I'm in control of the aircon, and I know that when Frank says, "Hot in here," that's my cue to turn it down a bit, because...
Well, you're also nearest to the door, if there was an incident.
Yes. And there have been.
So me and Frank can escape if anything should happen.
Hold on, we're furthest from the door, though.
Yeah.
Ah. So these windows don't open. I thought we could throw ourselves from the windows.
Well, we're on the third floor, and secondly, the windows don't open. I mean, come on. I don't know how we're going to make our Brexit from this room.
Need to get some bricks in.
Our absit.
Where do you lie in the bed?
Where do I lie in the bed? Right down the middle.
Right or left? If I'm in the bed,
it's been so long since I've slept with anyone, I can't remember.
I'm a lefty in the bedroom.
Are you talking about left if you're looking at the ceiling?
Always talking from my point of view, darling. Okay. So if I'm, just FYI, so if I'm lying in the bed, I'm the one on the left. That's me in the corner.
Okay. In the spotlight.
But that means that you're in the inferior position.
No. Oh, no.
Because if someone looks at the bed, they're looking at the other person.
Well, guess what? No one's looking at the bed because there's just two people in there.
That's what you think. It's an Absolute Radio camera feed that you don't... Anyway.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you why I lie on the left.
Well, no. Yes, go.
You really want to interrupt this?
Sorry.
I lie on the left because it's near the lovely lamp, and I have a lovely lamp, and it's near my ensuite.
Yes, well, I can...
So I like the Brexit to the ensuite.
That's how it's always been with Kath and I. When we've stayed in hotels and stuff, I know which side of the bed I'm going to be on because she has to be nearest the toilet.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
Yeah.
With Laura, I tend to, like, go nearest the door so that if anyone comes in, I can protect her.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
but this is interesting. There's an episode of the American sitcom Seinfeld from the 90s
that
Frank will disapprove of.
Disapprove?
Yeah, go on then.
Where they talk about it's weird in American, but when they're dating and then they get back to the home and on the sofa, they say that the man always wants to sit on the right, so that he can, in the making out that happens, he can leave.
Did you just say making out? Yes,
with making out.
Yeah.
He can leave with his...
Welcome to Glee.
He, do you know, because my family is Gareth, Laura, Ethan and Elijah, we spell out Glee.
Oh, that's
is
lovely.
That, is that deliberate?
Yes. Okay. No. No, I didn't mean to do
cute.
That. But anyway, so on the sofa...
We spell out BF FC Barcelona. Is our,
it's oh,
got
that's
the same
lovely,
initial
Frank.
As our family. It's not as good as Glee.
Well, it is.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, so the, on the sofa, the man can lead with his strongest right hand.
Get out! Go on.
That
go
is
on.
Not true.
Go on! No, right out! Right, keep going! He's not coming back.
Absolute Radio.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
Okay, we were talking about whether or not it's true that whoever sits on the left of a chair, sits on the left of screen, has some sort of innate superiority. That's certainly, everyone seems to have bought into it this week.
Yeah.
But it's true.
When
keep
you,
it clean.
When you were away, Frank, and Emily was in the hot seat, I took Emily's chair...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I was happy about that.
Oh, so that was suggested that...
Well, for me, I think I went in the power flow. I think I got promoted.
Super duper.
But I'd say Alan's the alpha male of the whole thing.
So no, he's not.
Isn't he?
I am.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, after you.
I'm the most alpha person in this goddamn room.
Hmm.
That's why we all
I
groom
thought you
Emily
did an alpha
so
course, didn't you?
I have done several.
There you go. Yeah, they shouldn't have called it alpha course. It's the very opposite. So, I used... When I did television with a sofa, with David Bedell...
Oh, so you and Dave... Now, let me try and remember. I've got a feeling... You sat as, I think, you were Skinner and Bedell, weren't you? You did an Ant and Dec.
No, it was Bedell and Skinner.
Oh, was it?
I reckon you sat on the right.
I sat in the inferior situation. Now, I didn't know about this theory then.
David did.
I'm wondering if David did.
100?
Mmm. And when also, we were called Bedell and Skinner, so that was alphabetical
were
order.
You?
Yeah.
Oh.
We agreed.
Mm.
It was alphabetical order. That was the idea.
Toss a coin.
So, no, alphabetical order.
All right.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, do you not use the alphabet? Have you committed an alphabexit? And so,
what does that mean?
So
what?
We sat.
The thing
in...
about Frank is he always lets things go. Oh, no, he doesn't.
So, yeah, so it might be that it was all an evil plan on Dave's part to make me look inferior. But,
oh, he wouldn't do that.
But it was... what they used to do on film posters is they come to an agreement. So if
that's
it was Bedell and Skinner, it would say Bedell and Skinner, and I'd be underneath the Bedell bit.
Mm.
So we're both on the left. Our name is on the left, and also our picture's on the left. And
no offence, but you two are never going to be on a film poster.
No, that's pretty not. Maybe a wanted poster.
There's a thing that Mark Kermode always goes on about on a different radio show that we won't mention, but on the Towering Inferno, when it was...
Late review.
Steve McQueen and...
No, Mark Kermode's hair caught fire.
Where Steve, I think it was Steve McQueen and Paul Newman were both in it, and because there was a disagreement about the star rating, one was on the left but down, and the other one was on the right but up.
It's quite a bit of state agency.
So made up. For,
no, it's all carefully worked out, though.
Do you see what I mean?
So, the agents have quite a fight about that. But usually, if your picture's on the left, then the other person's name has to be on the left, which
is
confusing.
Right?
But
yeah, sometimes they have, you know, Forrest Whitaker underneath a picture of Kate Winslet. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, no, that's just
I've seen those pictures.
Anton Deck. Anton Deck always line
on very
up.
Very specialist interest.
Yes.
I'm afraid.
Something for everyone on the internet.
Anton Deck always line up as Anton Deck.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
Ant is always on the left and Deck on the right. And apparently, I read recently, it's 11 times on telly.
Yeah.
In their career, they've done it.
Oh, they've
way
mixed
around.
It up.
Really?
What about Hale and Pace?
My memory's not that good.
Oh, okay.
But interestingly, they were in a Doctor Who episode when they were given parts to play, and they decided to swap parts. The one liked the other part better than the other one, and vice versa.
Oh.
It's a weird thing. But with Ant and Deck, I saw a picture of them with Deck on the left for a change and Ant on the right.
How did it look?
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
You're listening to the Frank Skinner podcast from Absolute Radio. Want your Frank fix a little sooner? Listen live every Saturday from 8 a.m. on Absolute Radio. Across the UK on digital radio, mobile apps, and in London and the South East on 105.8 FM.
Absolute Radio.
So last time, I think I was last on in January?
Oh, January, February, March, April, May, June, July.
And I talked about taking Elijah to the hairdressers.
You did, I remember.
Oh, yes,
I remember that.
Well, you'll be excited to know that since that, I had a haircut.
Why did you pronounce it like excited?
Excited.
Like, you can't stop saying everything, like Brexit now.
Yes.
Okay.
It was the worst haircut of my life.
Oh.
I was having...
do you mean it looked the worst, or the experience of the haircut was the worst?
I think both.
Wow.
Really?
Yes. I was having a photo shoot for Edinburgh Photos.
It's not this one.
I'm going to do for Edinburgh. Yes, it is this one.
Okay.
But this, I mean, this is 3 or 4 weeks old.
Okay.
And
really?
It's quite short, would you say?
Yeah.
Shall I give you... I'll take my headphones off so
no,
you
No, it
can,
is quite short, but you wear it well.
I'd describe it as evacuee chic. It's so short.
That was not what I was going
in
for.
In other words, you look better in a gas mask.
But you know when you see them in the little shorts and things, Frank?
Oh, yes.
The children.
Yes, taken away from their homes.
Yeah.
Well, they're sort of not so much taken away as sent away for safety. Let's not make... Let's not make it the evacuation a negative thing.
No. Although the Nazis I was against.
Yeah, but, I know that.
Yes, and I was having some photos done, so I took a week and a half before the photos, because I thought, at least then if it's an absolute disaster, I've got some time for it to grow back.
Good thinking.
Oh, I love you doing that. Well done.
To set the mood scene, I was feeling a little bit stressed.
Was there a slash in between those two?
Set the mood. Are you acting like my name is Scene and I'm sort of some strange exotic dancer?
I like the idea of a mood scene.
Well, yeah. To let you know where I was psychologically,
yes.
I was a bit stressed.
Okay.
And I didn't really want to talk to anyone.
Right.
I was feeling particularly introverted. I can be introverted with strangers. With
you two,
I feel very comfortable.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's lovely. Thank you so much.
But, with strangers, I can feel... So I went to the hairdressers, and it's a very multicultural area, I said before, but the language barrier can be tricky.
Okay.
Don't do any voices.
I love multicultural Britain. I think we should stay in the EU. Other opinions are available.
Post-Brexit?
I don't know everything about the issue.
All right. But, we'll get the picture. No yes. one thinks you're an evil man.
Well, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. there was one hairdresser I've had before, and I was very much hoping I would have him, but you can't choose. Because there's like...
Why can't you choose?
No, it is random, isn't it?
They were both...
No, it's not. You ring up, and you say...
No, you don't ring up.
I would like Gervais.
No.
You get Gervais.
I didn't know Ricky was cutting hair nowadays, but...
No, that means you want a goatee. No,
it's a very different...
Imagine not having a hairdresser.
It's a very different experience, Emily. I've tried to explain this to you before. You don't understand how different it is for men.
You just queue up.
You just go queue up and you can't...
You're in a supermarket.
It's like a race between the hairdressers, and whoever finishes first, that seat becomes available, and whoever's next in the queue has to go into that seat.
I have thought sometimes in the hairdressers that I've seen people see me come in and think, oh, it's that Frank Skinner off the telly. That'd be a good story to cut his hair.
No, they haven't.
They start rushing the
furiously.
Person they're doing.
But yeah. They've never thought that, Frank.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry, I don't believe in the hairdressers that someone's going, oh, I'll hurry up with this customer so I can get my hands on Frank Skinner.
That's because you're going to elite hairdressers.
I want to touch his scalp.
Welcome to the real world.
Absolute Radio.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
Richard Parsons has tweeted us. Oh, yeah. I witnessed the daddy saddle incident. Blumenthal launched himself a la cowboy, jumping onto his horse from a first-floor window.
Ah, yes. Used to get that in westerns when they jump out of the first floor. How did they do that? Oh, horses must have been.
I know.
Yes.
Have you also thought of taking legal action, Frank? Because you could take him down, I think. You've got proof. There's witnesses, many witnesses.
Mm. Yes. I'm not that kind of a guy. Do you think I should phone injury lawyers?
Yes.
Or off?
Yeah. Definitely. No win, no fee.
No win, no fee. Yeah.
How would you know how to get hold of them, though? They don't advertise or anything.
No, I know.
Absolute Radio.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
Gareth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've also had a question from Paul.
Uh-oh.
He's from Nunhead. He says, was the barbers in Peckham? The Tunisian barber gives a great haircut. The Polish woman cuts your hair as if she was chopping beetroot, though.
Yes. No, it wasn't in Peckham. It was in Bournemouth in Chelmsford Road, to give you...
Isn't Bournemouth quite close to where they shot Broadchurch?
I don't know.
I think you could have watched it live. Isn't it just... Where did they actually... Where is Broadchurch in... What's its real name? Anyone know? Oh. Someone at home will know, because they know everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was getting my hair cut. We're still in that story.
Okay, yeah.
I think the barber that I ended up with, I didn't end up with the barber I wanted. The barber I ended up with, as far as I could tell, knew 4 words of English.
Okay.
And the first 3 were when I sat down, he said, number one, number two. Number one, number two.
Okay.
And I said, number two. And I was sure he was going to ask me more about what I wanted.
Number two seems short, though. That's a bit, I don't know, but I've been told.
No, but at the size.
There used to be a saying when I was a youth. Is a bloke who used to say, I have a number one, but I have a number two for court appearances. So I don't look so soggish.
For best.
Yeah.
Usually, they say, what can I do for you? And you say sort of something vague about what you want. And then they say, would you like round the side with scissors or clippers?
Oh, yeah.
And if you say clippers, then they say number one, number two. And then, and this is the important thing, usually later on they say, and how much would you like off the top?
Yes, I agree with all this. He's right.
No, I can relate to all
Gareth
this. It just doesn't happen to me at the hairdressers, but let's leave it
but
there.
But I was feeling introverted, right? So I knew I should probably say something else about what I wanted.
Yeah.
Mm. But I was a bit
stuck.
Just
couldn't get it out.
I couldn't get it out. And I felt awkward. And so he did the sides, and that all looked quite promising. I was like, this is okay. But I was thinking I should probably say not much off the top.
Right.
I should probably say not much off the top.
Yeah, but can I ask you a question? I don't understand this, because whenever I go, I always want them to really clip the sides short.
Mm.
And then I always say not much off the top. What is the top doing in the meantime? The top never... Does the top not grow as quick as the sides?
Don't know. I mean, I think the
8, 12, 15.
The top handles length better than the sides.
But eventually it's going to have to... I'm going to have to say... Well, actually, on this occasion, you're going to have to take a lot off the top, because it's not taking a lot off the top. It's getting out of hand. I look like a razor head.
Well, you would have no problems at the barbers I went to. So he did the sides. And the thing is, I've not got my glasses on either, so I can't see anything really that's happening. It's like having a makeover. There's a big reveal at the end.
It's like that episode of Mr. Magoo I saw.
Yes.
I didn't... Why do you have to take... Can't he cut around your glasses?
No.
Okay.
Can I just say West Bay and Dorset? Thank
West
you,
Bay.
442.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Probably is quite near to me.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of.
I missed it.
No, I tell you why, because there's
West
a bit
Bay
where
and
they,
Bridport. Thank you,
they, I won't say what the incident is, but someone goes to Bournemouth train station in it.
Such drama.
I know.
I like that you're acting like one of his friends is in it.
Anyway.
And then right at the last minute, basically, he does the sides, and it always looks... I always love it when they do the sides, and then the top is left, and I always think, oh, yeah, leave it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I
that
always
great.
Think that as well.
Do you?
Yeah, you look
isn't
like...
Isn't it a bit Smike and Nicholas Nickleby?
Yeah, but I like that look. Yeah. I mean, oh, without, yeah, you without do. The limp, but I like... Generally, I like the just got back
I
from
think
the
we
trenches.
Should do that. Let's do that from now on.
Shall we?
Is it a sort of slight W.H. Auden look? Or his is a bit longer, maybe?
But a bit... When it's really long, it's kind of like The Cure or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yes. I know what you mean.
I don't know if a man my age can have a haircut like that unless he's an escapee.
I think you've both got lovely hair.
Thank you, darling.
I don't say that often.
No.
Most men's hair is disgusting.
Wow. Okay.
What is it about most men's hair?
I don't know. They just get it wrong. Whereas I think both your hair looks good and it's age-appropriate.
Thank you,
that's
darling.
Very kind of you. So, at the last minute, it all comes off.
Right.
Because he does the sides and then I can see chunks just falling off. Big chunks of hair.
Chunks?
Going, because I've grown it longer. Because
well,
I like
remember
it
you had an
sides.
Afro last yeah. time I saw you. Full afro. Which it must have been 2 or 3 feet above your head.
And then, so he gave me the glasses back for the reveal.
Yeah.
And I don't like him giving you the glasses back. Like some sleazy client yeah. encounter.
And I just said, it's too short.
Yeah, I must admit, you were a bit tardy with that particular complaint.
It's too short. Why have you cut it so short?
Oh, no.
Why did you complain after the event? You can't do anything
about
it
now. But you can't complain before.
What did he say?
What can I do? And then I got the fourth word, which was, sorry. Sorry.
Oh, well, sorry. That's fair enough.
And then the other one
well, that
said,
was about one he found the hardest to learn,
the
I heard.
Saw, I was on,
that is
I was,
definitely the hardest.
I was on the edge, and he said, sorry. So I did it, and I was kind of hovering around, and I said... And my plan of action was no tip.
Ooh.
I was going to completely do no tip. And so I went to pay, and they said, oh, no fee.
No win, no fee.
I don't think they said no fee. I think I said that because of no win, no fee.
No fee!
But no. And I was like, oh, I'll pay. Don't you know, I'll pay. And they go, no. We're sorry.
Wow, at least it must have been terrible.
You say it must have been. Hello, you're sitting over there.
I know, but it has grown out somewhat.
And then I stormed out and said, well, you shouldn't cut people's hair so short. And then I walked out.
I know you did say exactly that voice. That's what I love about it.
You're listening to Frank Skinner's podcast from Absolute Radio.
Just slam the door, Sarah. It's not like it's a professional radio show or anything of that nature. You can welcome to... my world. This is the Frank Skinner Show with Emily Dean and Gareth Richards.
Good morning.
You can text the show on 8 12 15, follow the show on Twitter at Frank on the Radio, email the show via the Absolute Radio or website.
Edward Cole has said you need to test your alarms. Check your smoke detectors. The Auden alarm failed to trigger when I mentioned him earlier.
Oh, is there
but it's actually
alarm?
No, it's an AE Houseman alarm.
Oh no! See, what you've done is that you've mentioned AES.
Oh yeah. Oh, so that means now that I've mentioned him, then maybe the alarm would be triggered.
There you go. This is what plays.
Yeah.
If you mention AE Houseman.
I think the sensors are a little bit have got a little bit dusty. We need to clean the sensors because it took
people
a little while.
People always use that to illustrate how madcap our show is.
Oh, it's so madcap. What about our Leo Tolstoy alarm?
I didn't know we had one of those.
Everybody, come on, sing up!
I can't. I don't know the lyrics.
Oh, sorry. Oh, great. I miss tattoo.
We've had some text messages, one from 483. My hair grows much faster on the sides than the top, so much so that I look like a monk from a Viking raid in 1066.
Can you make sure he gets my details, Dave?
We've got just a description of a haircut because it's. I know
he'd
know,
be good on the telly, wouldn't he? Because if his sides grow quicker, he'd fit that 14x9. He's built
oh,
for
yeah,
it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He wouldn't need anyone else on the sofa.
Perfect.
He could just not gel that side.
Mm.
Mm.
Like Sia. Rolling Stone. You know the singer Sia has white hair. Yes. She has white hair. Maybe that's
he
what
doesn't
happens.
Know Sia.
I do. She's the one with like a curtain that covers her face.
Yeah. Oh, well done, Frank.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, Andrew Finch explains the hirsute top half with it's to do with gravity. Hair on top is having to push up.
That's true.
Whereas the side hair just sort of dangles.
Can that be part? What about when I'm sleeping?
You describe my hair as dangling.
It's not true. It's not true.
What about when I'm sleeping and it's all on an even keel?
Do you mean in the middle of the night?
Oh, in the middle of the night. Come on, everybody, go walking in my sleep. To the river of doubt.
River of doubt.
And the bank is quite steep.
So very steep.
You have to watch your footing.
Looking for something.
Oh, you land on your butt.
Don't want to do that.
Who is this? Sorry, that was him on the phone at the end. He was interrupted by the phone.
We're going to get in trouble for that.
Why? You can do parody.
Oh, can you? Okay.
Yeah, well, that
that's
was satirical.
What Johnny Depp told me.
Oh.
717
he's
says...
He's finished with her, apparently. Carry on.
717 said, I have a bad haircut every time I go to the hairdressers. The problem is I can't say anything about it because it's my girlfriend's sister that does it.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
what a way for the sister to find out on national radio.
No, he's given his name and address.
Oh.
Really to stick the knife in.
But if it's free. Yeah, I'm presuming it's free. Maybe he has to pay his sister.
Yeah, he has to go, I think.
Oh, what, so you pay nothing to look dreadful?
Yeah, that sounds all right.
274.
That's a deal. I'd accept that.
Yeah, well, the thing was, when I paid nothing, I then felt like, well, I hope when Laura comes back, she says it's terrible. Otherwise,
what
I'm
did Laura
feel
say?
Really she did say it looked bad, to be fair. Usually she's supportive in those situations.
What did you do with the money that you saved from that haircut?
What, all £6?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you bought a lottery ticket.
How, your luck couldn't get much worse. How much do your haircuts cost?
I think it would have been £8.
Hmm.
I wouldn't tip the washer that.
I think that's outside of London, that's steep.
Oh, come on.
You think?
If I had a haircut in Bournemouth, I wouldn't want to be handing over more than a fiver. Also, it's going to be, you're going to have that Kiss Me Quick hat hair, which always looks terrible.
Absolute Radio.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
There's, I'm very excited. There's a new Indiana Jones movie coming out.
Or if you don't, if you're not impressed, or if you're not impressed, it would be.
You're saying to the orchestra, no, 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 no. Much more sarcastic than that.
Okay, we'll try it again. Okay.
And Harrison's on board.
Yeah.
He'll be 77 when it comes out.
Yes, controversy, people saying he's too old, but I think... Like, he's an archaeologist.
Mm.
Yeah.
So
he's not too old to be an archaeologist.
If there's any job where you can, like, surely there's no... being old is better.
No, I don't think it's the academic remember.
Yeah, but I don't want the film about him being an archaeologist. I don't want it to be office-based admin. Have you got those reports for me? Yeah, I just filed them. Thank
you. I love those bits. I love the bit where he's wearing a tweed jacket and he's like an American academic in those films. He looks much better like that than he does with the bomber, Jackie.
Yeah, and then you think, someone's going to visit him soon and say he needs to go find something.
Just one more job. And you know what? I hope he doesn't carry a whip. Can't do that 77. It's a Tory MP in a scandal.
Oh, he's got to carry a whip.
Yeah, not at his age.
He has to have a whip.
He's too old.
It's his tool. He uses it for everything.
Yeah.
Around the house, he just doesn't pick anything up without the whip.
You see him take up. He doesn't have one of those steps in the library at the university. He'll take a first edition off a seventh shelf, not even damage the outer casing.
He's like Dan Walker in that respect.
Yeah. I've seen him remove a bookmark on the fifth shelf.
I worry about the stunts.
Well, he won't do the stunts, will he?
Well, he'll have to walk on the rope bridge.
I mean,
not good for the hips.
Harrison Ford got wounded in the new Star Wars movie, didn't he? A door opened on him and it was quite bad.
He walks into a door.
Yes,
I think the Millennium Falcon door
it's
opened
his knee
on him.
Or something.
Yeah, something bad happened.
But he bounced back.
Be careful about that.
I don't know if you can have a 77-year-old adventurer, but in the one when his dad was with him...
Sean Connery, was it?
Yeah, he was.
He must have been getting
He's ageless.
Have you got a favourite one? Because there's those.
It sounds like you're on a date.
Number one, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark and then Last Crusade were both about the Nazis, which,
in retrospect, we don't like.
We don't like those.
Yeah.
But I think, and then the second one was about the Nazis.
Temple of Doom.
Yeah, the scary people from India.
What was the last one?
People suggest might be a bit racist nowadays.
I like the one with the snakes.
It was on about some.
What's the snakes one?
Cult. They're all snakes ones.
Oh, I can't remember. I saw some snakes once. And on Christmas Day, there were snakes.
What I like about Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom is that the Temple of Doom's agent insisted that the picture of the Temple of Doom was on the left on the poster because of the billing in the title. Which I think was fair enough. It's got a very top... It's got, I think Temple of Doom's got the same agent as Keith Chegwin.
Really?
Yeah. You just got the two acts. Well, I'm excited about it.
I am as well.
You don't think he's too old?
No, because he's playing a younger man, and I think that's fine, because it's what you're playing that counts, isn't it?
It's acting, isn't it?
I mean, he has got that look now that older people get. He's got absolute terror in his eyes at all times, Harrison Ford. Absolute, like there's a bus heading towards him, even when he's smiling. And also the jaw is slightly, is like it's making its way secretly out of a side door.
It does.
Well, that look of terror works if you're in jeopardy.
Yes.
Like normal old people.
Well, that hasn't happened to you. I mean, Billy Whitelaw once said to my mother, once you hit 50, darling, it all starts to go. But it hasn't to you, Frank.
Thank you, darling. I'm not as old as Harrison Ford.
No, I know, but I'm just saying you've still got the jawline. What's happened to him?
Yes, I mean, I rarely have the terror in the eyes.
No.
I wouldn't say it's never there. But, yeah, well, he's
will
just...
Will you wear the hat?
So I mentioned Heston Blumenthal, I see that terror.
Exactly, yeah. And my jaw did slacken slightly as well. Oh, we're back to Blumenthal. He's like a bad smell.
Absolute Radio.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
But, can you do too much too old? That is the question.
Yes, you can.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean?
But, well, like, people saying Harrison Ford is too old to be Indiana Jones now. What age limits are there? Would you say? I remember...
Can I say one thing about Harrison Ford? Which
sure.
Is this a common phenomenon? There's a lot of celebrities around who I always get mixed up with another celebrity.
Right.
Oh, yeah, who do you mix
them
up with?
So him and Richard Gere have sort
really?
Of... Yeah, I'm always getting which one did what film and stuff.
That's it. I get Richard Gere and Jeff Bridges mixed up.
Oh, do you? This is like...
Do you know, this is so weird, because I don't get anyone mixed up.
Don't you? Really?
No. I'm very hot on these things.
Oh, yeah, Faith Brown and Janet Brown used to have terrible problems.
That's all right, they're sisters. They
were. Are they?
Yeah.
No.
They were.
I don't think so.
They were some... sisters.
Urban myth.
It's not.
One of the
urban
less...
myth, same surname.
One of the less popular urban
can
myths.
You, excuse me, can you text in? I think Janet and Faith Brown were sisters.
No way.
It's not urban myth, it's called being in the business, darling.
No way.
I don't know who any of those people are.
I know.
Okay, well, they're both impressionists.
Oh.
I think they were sisters. Frank says no.
Definitely not.
Okay. I wouldn't say use words like definitely, Frank.
Well, who was my other one? Oh, Gene Simmons and Audrey Hepburn. not Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Oh, I thought that was
no,
what you meant.
Yeah. The actress. I thought everyone had ones that they got mixed up. Me and Graham Norton.
Oh,
yeah, you and Stephen Tomkinson, you get Frank.
Yeah, Stephen Tomkinson, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not just a looks thing, it's just often I think, oh,
I get Karen
which
Brady.
One was it? Was it that one
sometimes
or that one?
Sometimes, I've heard.
Sharon Stone and
Michelle
Glenn Close.
Oh.
Mm.
Anyway, we're all different.
Yeah, exactly.
Emily wants, on the subject of age limits, Emily wants, I think you said to me that over 30 you shouldn't wear a T-shirt with a logo printed on.
Mm.
I mean, it kind of depends on the T-shirt, really. I don't think a man with two children should wear B.A. Baracus. T-shirt.
Right.
I ain't going on no plane or something.
Emily, I've stuck to that religiously, and I've never, after being 30, worn a T-shirt with a logo printed on.
Wow.
So you should have given me more information at the time if there was, like, caveats.
No, it's safer. I just think it's safer. What do you think about that, Frank?
I wouldn't wear it with a caveat. Is that those silky scarves?
Yeah, it's a bit like someone out of Vicious.
I do wear ones with...
But they're cute logos. They're like Doctor Who.
Yes. And I think Doctor Who is timeless.
You don't wear Steve Stagg or whatever, do you?
No, I don't wear Take Me Drunk, I'm Home. I don't wear that. I'm currently wearing... Manila Gorilla, which is...
What's that?
It was a shirt that Muhammad Ali used to wear.
Oh, Thriller in Manila.
To taunt Joe Frazier.
Oh, late review.
Yeah, I've got... you can get... There's a few sort of reproduced, if that's the word, ones.
Yes.
I wear one, Clyde Radio. Radio Clyde, one of those two. And it's one that Frank Zappa wore on stage. And when the label, on the label, you get a picture of them wearing it. It's really quite nice.
I like that.
Yes, I like it because you see, you feel you're part of some sort of tradition.
Mm.
It really is. It's very authentic.
Skinner, Dean and Cochrane. Together, the Frank Skinner Show.
Absolute Radio.
So, Frank, you said when we were talking about haircuts, saying that very short at the size, long, like you think you would be too old for that.
Hmm.
Do you think that's a fixed age?
I think probably, unless I was, you know, trying to make some statement about... If I was an artist or something like that, I might get away with it, but no, I don't think I could get away with it now. People would just laugh at me. Hold on a minute. There's a few, like, jeans. You know, I wore jeans last week, and I vowed when I was 50 I wouldn't wear jeans anymore.
You can wear a jean. It just depends on the jean.
I just don't think... these were quite tight, and I thought it was kind of... At my age, it's probably my bum's last hurrah.
Mm.
But I just felt like...
Rear of the year.
Yeah, 1999.
Still got it.
I love your blue plaque you've got with that on.
Yes, I know. Really... It's a bit uncomfortable when I'm cycling. But I think I've probably... They've gone now for me, jeans.
Really?
I think at 50 you should burn them all. No, don't burn them
all. Well, I'll
tell
you what I do think.
Give them to the charity shop.
And this may not go down well with some of our readers.
Right.
I don't like... men over a certain age playing video games. I find it a bit depressing.
Now,
I think it's fine when you're young because
what
it's
is
like,
the cutoff?
Well,
because I would say for me,
that's what I was asking about the jeans.
It's just it goes from being a fun pastime like playing pool or something to being a bit Rover's Return playing pool past a certain age. But I think the video game thing is a real worry.
Okay, but I want a rule.
Do you play video games?
38.
I'm 36 years old.
Okay.
I haven't
sound
had,
like you're in AA.
I haven't had actually had a console for quite a long time, but I think I will be someone. I will.
Well, you
play,
don't smoke, do you?
I will.
Simon Cowell's got a few of those.
I will be able to play. I think my generation will be the first ones to be able to play video games with their kids because we knew how to play video games.
What a happy day that will be.
That's
gather round the fireside.
Yes, it will be nice. I don't like the snobbery against video games over other sorts
it's
of games.
It's not snobbery. I just think sometimes, yeah, I don't agree with the... I'm not going to get into
this. I mean, it can take up your whole life.
Yeah.
It's true.
That's why I don't play them. It's because I just don't have that amount of spare time.
No one ever said, oh, I got so addicted to Monopoly, I played it all night. Like, no one... Like, that never happened, I don't think. But video games, you can get...
Yes, no, I can see the temptation of that. Well, even on the little 10-pin bowling thing I play on the iPad.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I'm thinking, you know, it's 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm thinking it's 10 p.m. But I taught that up a bit to make me sound groovy. Yeah.
I worry there are certain sweets you shouldn't eat after a certain age. Because I think the assumption is that once you get older, your palate matures and you should go for dark chocolate and sort of chocolate, the sweets that you'd buy from Selfridges. I buy Frutellas still. And I think that's quite undignified for a woman of my years.
Frutella.
Don't you think?
Do you think you should just be on Weather's Originals now?
Well, I eat a lot of sticks of rock.
Yeah.
And I find people stare at that. I don't. I'll tell you what I did recently. I felt extremely self-conscious, and I thought, you know what? I wish I was. I was doing something, and I thought, I wish I wasn't doing this now.
What was it?
I feel like this, I'm too old.
Yeah? Mm.
And what I was doing, I was walking down the street with with bottled water in my hand.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, this is a young man's game. Carrying people are looking at me and thinking, oh, what a shame, look at him.
Did you have gym gear on as well?
No, I didn't have gym gear.
I've still got it.
I must have looked as if I'd been to see my grandchildren and had absentmindedly picked it up as I was leaving. Maybe I reached for my umbrella and actually picked up some bottled water on the side table instead. Oh, God. I thought I could never carry it in the street ever.
No,
ever
I think
again.
You're right.
I might get one of those Wild West canteens with the sort of Native American patterning on the side.
Or you could put a brown paper bag around it and people just think you're an alcoholic.
Yeah, that would be better.
Back on the nightmare.
I mean, they'd be right. Or one of those baseball caps with the tube coming from there. Or a drip. I could just carry a drip.
Much more age appropriate.
Exactly, yeah. If I can get one of those backless gowns, that'll be my look then.
Then you'll be weary of the year again.
Yeah.
Absolute Radio.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
What was we... Who am I?
Well, I was going to tell you about a little outing I had this week.
Oh, yes.
I went to the Eddie the Eagle premiere.
Da, 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 da,
no.
Da, no, no, sorry.
That's the other one.
What's the theme tune?
There's lots of theme tunes.
Okay.
Well, there's lots of 80s music, because obviously it's set in the 80s. And yes. Taran, who's the star of it, he sings it as well. He sung a song to go with it. He's got a very good voice. But I had a few friends involved.
Does he sing I Believe I Can Fly?
No, they missed the trick there. I should have told them.
I heard Gary Barlow produced lots of songs for it, didn't he?
That's 80, right.
With 80s people.
Yes, there were some 80s. Tony Gary Hadley was there at the premiere.
Okay.
A lot of 80s people there. I was there.
80s people, but I love being called that.
And octogenarians.
How dare you?
I'm only vaguely aware of what Eddie the Eagle was.
Well, but, I mean...
But you can't hide behind that. How old are you?
Considering Brexit Gate, that's hardly surprising.
I was born in 1979, so I was...
When was Eddie operative, Frank? Would you say late 80s?
Well, according to my girlfriend, he asked her out at some point, because she said, I wonder if I'm in the film. I said, I doubt that. That's an incident.
Well, you say that, but we better talk about that afterwards.
Yes. I don't... Was he...
I'm still going late 80s.
I mean, the problem is with him, he wasn't that major a figure. If I'm going to be... God bless him. I'm surprised he's had a film made about
him. No, but this is the point. This is why it works. And it is quite heartwarming, because the films are always made about the winners. I like the film about the loser. It's called... You know, you get, like, film noir, film of Schadenfreude. Mm. I liked it. It was good.
Mm. But they made a Paul Potts movie, didn't they? I mean, what on earth is going on?
Yeah, but Hugh Jackman's in it.
He's getting like the lottery. Whoever wins gets... Hugh Jackman's in it.
Oh, he's fabulous in it. Well, I had an incident with him.
Was he at the premiere?
Yes, yeah. Do you want to hear about my Hugh Jackman incident?
Yes.
Okay.
I always like to hear about your Hugh Jackman.
So, Hugh Jackman...
Sorry, that didn't work. Can we do that again? But live? Oh, dear. What, you mean all Gareth haircut stuff's all... That's all in?
Is it going to end up on the floor, that bit?
The cutting room? Anyway.
Oh, love it. Anyway, Hugh Jackman... He's looking good. He's got that very modern star look on with this suit, with a scarf.
He'd do a good haircut.
Oh, why?
Leave the blades on.
Oh, is he Wolverine, is he?
Yeah, he's Wolverine.
Be like Edward. Here's her hands.
So he's there, and I'm going over, I'm with a couple of friends, and I'm going, I know quite a lot of people at this event.
You know quite a lot of people.
Anyway. But I know some quite...
Stars!
Not just stars. No, I'm going to say they're more important than just the stars. Oh. I know one of the stars, but I know the people behind the scenes,
makers.
If you like.
Oh,
yes.
I see. The movers and shakers.
Yes.
Could you put a word in for me? Anyway.
So I'm wandering over to see my friend. I'm going to have to name drop. He's the CEO of Lionsgate. So it's his whole party. So I'm going over to see him. On my way over, my bag bangs into the woman standing with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Short American woman. I said, I'm so sorry. She said, no, you cannot have a selfie with you. I said, I don't want a selfie with you. She didn't even listen to me. She said, we've said no selfies. No selfies with you. I said, honestly, I honestly wasn't asking for a selfie with you. She went, I thought you said, I said, I honestly didn't say that. So she went, okay, well, as if I had continued to ask for it. You know me, Frank.
Did you have a selfie stick with you?
No!
Okay.
Was I going to take that lying down?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, who was she in relation to
she,
Hugh?
I believe she might have been his publicist.
Oh, yes.
And so there was selfie paranoia. So I thought there's only one thing for this.
Can I leave that on a cliffhanger?
You can.
We're going to play this and then we'll find out what happened next.
Absolute Radio.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
I'm at the Ed of the Eagle premiere. As we've established, Hugh Jackman, I think it might be his publicist or someone who works with him, yes, thinks I'm trying to take a selfie of him.
And
I wasn't.
She's about to be destroyed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, she's going to melt.
Well, she was erroneous. I like Hugh Jackman. I think he's, I'm sure he's a lovely man. I do not want a photograph of some Australian dad. Has no interest to me. So, at this point, I decide there's only one thing for it. I need to own this woman and fast.
Oh, God.
So I make a beeline. I made a beeline for the CEO because I thought this would be a good
a
one.
Beeline for the CEO.
I gave him a hug. He couldn't believe he was being suffocated by me. I grabbed him. I said, "Oh, hi!" She looked over. She went white. She didn't know what to do. I said, "Oh!" She came running over. She said, "I just want to say I am so sorry."
Oh no, it's wow. Worse.
My CEO friend said, "What happened?" I said, "Yeah, what happened?" I genuinely said that.
I'm so clenched. I think I'm tearing the fabric on the upholstery of this chair.
In the end, I let her down quite gently. I made her explain in big detail what had happened and apologise.
Oh,
but the best bit was at the end of the night when my friend said, "Oh, shall I go and say goodbye to Hugh?" I said, "Oh, yes. Let's definitely go and say goodbye to Hugh."
Yes.
I wanted her to see. In the end, I think he thought I was mental, Hugh Jackman, but, you know, it was fine.
Did you get your selfie, though, in the end?
Gareth, I never wanted a selfie!
When I went out for the second time, just smacked her across the head with the bat. I wouldn't mind a selfie with
He seems lovely and he's very handsome, but I didn't want a selfie with him.
Fair enough. OK. So, look, thank you for listening this morning. And Gareth, thanks for joining us. It's always a joy. And thank you for all the lovely messages about our 7th anniversary. And if the good Lord spares us and the creeks don't rise, we'll be back again this time next week. Now, get out.
The Frank Skinner Show on Absolute Radio. Back Saturday morning from 8. Tune in live for the full Frank experience.
Absolute Radio.